عن ابن عمر رضي الله عنهما قال كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول من توضع على طهر كتب له 10 حسنات رواه أبو داود. Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhu narrates that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to say, whoever performs a fresh wudu despite having wudu shall receive 10 rewards. Meaning it's meritorious to perform wudu even though you have wudu. Yes, the ulama have said that you must have used that previous wudu for some action in which wudu is compulsory. So for example, you made wudu at the time of dhuhr, you read dhuhr salam. At the time of Asr, you still had wudu. You didn't need to renew your wudu, but you renewed it. Now, in that instance, you'll get the 10 rewards. You'll get extra reward for performing the wudu a second time, even though it was not compulsory. But you should not just perform wudu upon wudu if with the previous wudu you have not done such an action in which new wudu is necessary. So either performing of salah or the holding of the Quran, reciting of the Quran or making tawaf, etc., things in which wudu is necessary, once you have done at least one act with that wudu, then even though you are in the state of wudu, it's meritorious to perform a new wudu. Although everyone knows if you don't, if the time of Asr came and you still got the wudu with which you read Dhuhr, you can perform the Asr, no problem. You can perform Maghrib also and Isha also. Some people call what they say, some people have what they call stainless steel wudu. You know, make wudu Fajr time and Isha time, you still have the same wudu. Okay, maybe that's a bit of a stretch. But many people, they make wudu at Dhuhr time and at Isha time they will still probably have that same wudu. But it's meritorious to renew your wudu. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grant us the understanding.